Hey everybody, make sure you subscribe to us on iTunes and Stitcher, looking up Free Ball and Football Podcast, and you can find us on Twitter at Ball and Podcast. Enjoy the show. Hey everybody, this is a special episode of the Free Ball and Football Podcast. We're giving our takes and our thoughts and some analysis on how the divisions are shaping up after five games. Enjoy the show.
Time to go old school and shit. I'ma swerve on him. Yeah, hey yo, I'm feeling blessed.
But one of the best ways to get there, or the only way to get there, is you got to make the playoffs. And one of the best ways to do that is to win your division. So we're week five now. I think we've decided that we're going to take a look now, see how some of these divisions are shaping up. We're going to look at each one of them, try to figure out, hey, what does it look like? Who do we like in each division? Who do we think is going to come out of there? And then after that, we'll even give you some bonus work and we'll give you some picks for the wild cards. So Josh, speaking of Baltimore, and since you think that the Ravens are going to the Super Bowl, and do you think that they'll win the AFC North?
I think it's going to have to be a third miracle wild card run for the Ravens. I think that they still have some time to get the ship right. But right now, especially with Lavelle back and the offense kind of firing on all cylinders for a couple weeks now, it's got to be Pittsburgh's division to lose. Big wild card with them is always injuries. Bell's had trouble with staying healthy. Roethlisberger, not so much the past couple years where he's been healthy, but before that, he's been known to get banged up. I would say that's the big wild card in the division. But right now, you got to say the Steelers probably get to around, you know, that 12-win mark, and it's theirs to lose.
So Football Outsiders actually thinks that Pittsburgh is going to get to about 11 wins.
They don't know shit, though.
Fair enough. All right, so Josh, you're saying Pittsburgh's going to win the AFC North.
As much as it pains me.
Yeah, that is definitely a painful thought. Anybody else actually, any disagreements with that? Anybody think that anybody have any hope for Cincinnati in this division? Because we can all completely, you know, right off the
bat. Throw dirt on them. Throw dirt on the Bungles. They're done.
Yeah, unless Harambe rises again, I don't think the Bengals have a shot.
Wins out for Harambe.
Let's stick with the AFC then. Tim, AFC East, what are we thinking here?
I think this division is a foregone conclusion now that Tom Brady's back. I mean, the Patriots are going to rip off 12 or 13 wins, be the number one seed in the AFC East, and that's the end of the story.
Okay.
Next division. Anybody have anything else to say?
Does anybody believe in Buffalo?
No. The fuck out of here.
I would love it, but no.
Okay. Not to jump the gun, Buffalo could be frisky for a wild card, but they're not winning the division.
Okay, New England's got a tough schedule though. I think Football Outsiders is putting them at 10.5 wins. They're also putting Buffalo at 9.5 wins. So you know, maybe Buffalo's a team we're thinking about as a wild card though. And again, Bill, we obviously know that you don't necessarily agree with that, but we can get to that when we actually talk about our wild card teams.
Buffalo doesn't have their best player for the rest of the year.
Sammy?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, man. Shady has been playing.
That's right. Shady is their best player right now, but they don't have Sammy Watkins.
I think Sammy's overrated, guys. I'm not gonna lie. He's can never stay on the field. He's a good player.
Well, that's the only reason why that's the only reason why he's overrated, though, in your mind, is because he always gets injured. I agree, but he is a monster when he's healthy. It's just a matter of when he's healthy, which I agree is very rare at this point.
Staying healthy is a skill, my friends. Staying healthy is a skill. Being able to be on the field is a skill.
I don't think he's overrated. I think he's done. I think you see this.
No.
A broken foot. He's like a fucking basketball player with the
broken. Oh, you're saying now he's a dud.
Now he's done. I'm not saying he was a bust. I'm saying I don't think we ever see him come back. Maybe he comes back and he has a Brandon LaFell swan song, but he's not fucking ever going to be an elite number one receiver, I don't think.
And we'll never be an elite number one podcast if we spend this much time talking about the Bills. Let's move on.
All right, Bill, AFC West. What are we thinking out there?
Well, this is a real interesting division. We got Oakland at 4-1 leading the division right now. We have Denver 4-1. We have Kansas City at 2-2. And we have San Diego at 1-4, just finding all sorts of ways to fucking lose in miserable and embarrassing fashion. I like Denver here. I think their defense is too good. Simeon's coming back. He looks very serviceable, beyond serviceable, in fact. Oakland's defense, on the other hand, is very pedestrian. Their entire existence is relying upon Derek Carr. I love Derek Carr. He's a stud. But they don't have a good balance on offense. And as I said, they don't really have a great defense. I think that's going to come back and bite them at some point. KC, though, to me, is the most perplexing team in this division. You got Jamal Charles coming back finally. He played a little bit in the game before the bye, but we're really going to see in the next couple weeks what that team can do and what they're going to look like going forward in terms of their offense. I like their defense a little bit. I think they're decent. I think they can make a run. But I think it's too early to tell in that KC team. I think the next couple of weeks will really give us a glimpse into what we see in terms of their chances for the playoffs.
I think you're glossing over the Raiders a bit too quickly here. I mean, you talk about Derek Carr and relying on him and their good receivers as kind of as if that's not a great basis for an offense. I think the biggest thing with Denver, yeah, Simeon's playing good ball right now. But I think what you tend to see with a lot of these young quarterbacks who come out of the gate hot, the more tape they get on them, the more coaches have to look at and the more time they have to kind of game plan around him. I think you're going to see some Trevor Siemian regression as the season goes on. And I think Oakland takes that division at the end of the day.
Yeah, I want to piggyback on something Josh said. Sorry, Bill. Don't mean to cut you off.
No, you're good.
I know how you get touchy. You get touchy sometimes. Oakland, remember, a lot of people were picking Oakland to make a jump this year based on that defense. And I think the fact that it hasn't shown itself yet, that's something that could come on in the second half of the season. Or not even the second half, the second two-thirds of the season. And you said Kansas City is intriguing. I could not disagree more. Alex Smith is their quarterback and Andy Reid is their coach. They are not intriguing.
So talking about Oakland's defense, the only defenses that have allowed more points in the AFC are the Colts and the Browns, and that's it. I mean, they're like the Oakland's defense. You may say that they're like they may come on at some point. They have not shown it through 5 weeks. They quite frankly look terrible. So I love Oakland's offense. I just don't think that they need significant shift over the next 6 to 7 weeks in order to stay with that division.
So do we think that we can pencil in at least one wild card team from this division?
Yes. I would agree. Okay.
Most definitely. Most definitely.
Absolutely. Right. Before we move on, where do you come down on the AFC West? Who do you got? What do you think? Just give me a winner.
Denver.
All right. Got to be accountable.
Fair enough. You know what? I'll take the best defense in the NFL all day. I'm in that respect there. And Denver's offense are no chumps. They've got some fantastic wide receivers of their own. CJ Anderson is looking like a workhorse back. All right. So one division I think that we can all safely say we're not going to see any wild card teams coming from. AFC South. What a toilet kitchen that is. What a toilet kitchen that is. Right now, leading the division, Houston's 3-2. I don't think that anybody can say that they're very confident in Brock Osweiler and Houston right now. And we also got Tennessee and Indy at 2-3, and Jacksonville at 1-3. Right now, I'm going to be honest, guys. I think that any one of these four teams could win this division, and I think that they're going to do it with like 7 wins. What I mean? Like. That's what's going to look gross. Like. It's going to be pretty bad. I think that if I'm a betting man, I'm going to say that Andrew Luck finds a way to get them to the playoffs this year. I think that Football Outsiders would disagree with me, They're giving them only about a 27 or 22% chance. Strangely enough, they're giving Tennessee the highest odds of making of winning this division right now at 38%.
And that's granted, insane.
That's not a lot, but you're absolutely right. It's completely insane. Marcus Mariota is not a very good quarterback. He has not really taken that leap forward. He struggles.
He hasn't reunited with Chip Kelly.
Maybe that'll happen after San Francisco fires him after this year. Who knows? Maybe Tennessee can bring him in as an offensive coordinator.
So can we just move all four teams to fucking London? Like, instead of just moving Jacksonville to London, let's just move all four of these garbage-ass teams over there. Fuck them.
Agreed.
Hey, the Colts can do it in the middle of the night, ask Perlman.
The AFC England?
Oh, come on. I don't think Mayflower has boats. That's low.
They did in the 1600s. So
what if I told you?
So Nick, you said you think Andrew Luck gets it done.
I do.
You know what I think? I think that in the absence of any one team that's actually good, I'm going to go out on a limb, and I think the Jags put it together late in the year, win most of their division games, and do enough at 8 or 9 wins to make it work. I think they've got the most talent. I think they've got the most room for improvement, and why not them?
Well, because I think they're going to take an L to the Raiders. I think they're going to take an L to the Chiefs. I think they're going to take an L to the Bills. and they're going to take an L to the Broncos. So, like,
yeah, but then after that, but still, how many wins do the rest of those teams have in the division at that time? Like 3, maybe?
Josh,
that puts you at like 6 wins max, I think.
Come talk to me in December.
Josh, accountability, write it down.
Josh, I like what you're saying. I think the Jags have the most top to bottom talent in that division as well. But I'm with DP here. If I have to pick a team in this garbage pile,
yeah,
I'm picking the single most talented player, which is Andrew Luck, and I'm going with the Colts because they've proven it for the last 3 or 4 years that they can just pull this garbage right out of their buttholes.
No, they haven't. They've been largely terrible.
Yeah, but they've won that division. Well, except last year when the Texans.
They've won it once.
They're whatever. Gonna win the division, dude.
If you're going to win. Again, like so, Tim said, if you have to bet on one of these four teams, why not bet on the team with the best quarterback? Like that's
because
just,
the
that's
team
just,
with the best quarterback. Because other than that one player, they are the worst team in that division.
But T.Y. Hilton.
You're right. My mind's changed.
Thank you.
He's better than DeAndre Hopkins, for Christ's sake.
Yo, they have right Adam now. Vinatieri. Adam Vinatieri scored 23 fantasy points last week. Did you see that shit? I did because I own him.
Lovely. Let's review, guys. Okay,
he's their second best player.
Let's review this, guys. AFC East, we've got New England. AFC North, we've got Pittsburgh. AFC South, we're split on that one. But I'm saying Indy. We're also getting votes for Jacksonville. And then damn AFC right. West, we're also split between Denver and Oakland. What are we thinking for our wild card, our two wild card teams coming out of the AFC?
So well, I like Baltimore and Kansas City.
You think Kansas City? You're really that much of an Oakland hater, huh, Bill?
Yeah, you have Oakland all the way out.
Yeah, I think Kansas City is going to beat them out.
Has nothing to do with you being an Andy Reid homer, I'm sure.
Christ, I hate that motherfucker. Now,
Josh, who you got? Wild cards.
I think that Denver snatches that first one. I think they'll keep playing at a high level, especially with that defense. And I think that the Ravens find a way to score some points. Defense keeps playing well and gets to maybe 9-10 wins. And it's a weak AFC this year. It won't take that much.
I'm right there with you, Josh. I got Denver and Baltimore as my AFC wild card teams. Again, I have Oakland winning the West, so we're on the same page. Nick, what do you got?
I can see Oakland getting to 10 wins, unfortunately, even though it pains me to say that. I put an under bet on them, I think, at 7.5 in Vegas. That's not good. Looking to be like a good bet. But what can you do? You can only
drink.
Yeah, exactly. I think my second wild card team is going to have to be the Buffalo Bills.
Sit the fuck down.
I think they can get to 10 wins.
Drunk.
That's Adam cheering. Did you hear that all the way from Texas?
They have a soft schedule. They're three and two right now. I think they pick up a win the next 2 weeks, like we said, Niners and the Dolphins. I think they'll struggle against the pass. They'll struggle against the Seahawks, obviously. I think they could beat the Bengals. The Bengals are not very good, and I think they could beat the Chiefs as well. So, you know, it's entirely possible. I could see it happening.
I guess as a Ravens fan now, I need to start rooting against the Bills.
They're 9-7 at best, dude. At best.
Wait, so
nine and seven might do it.
Exactly.
So, I wrote this all down, and I've been drinking a little bit, but I think I got it right. Nobody is taking the Bengals. Nobody's picking them to make the playoffs. We're all throwing dirt on them. Deke and Dez and L and the military alphabet down in Dallas just ruined them. They're done. Marvin Lewis is going to get an extension, right? They're going to finish 7-9, miss the playoffs, and he's going to sign a 74-year extension there.
Well, at least he won't lose in the playoffs.
Touche.
Yeah.
I think he's getting an extension, though. I think that's been the name of the game for them there, and I think it's working for them to an extent, right? Stability and having your system. They just got to have to retool a little bit, I think.
Can they get another try with Carson Palmer? Can they bring him back?
You might as well go back to the Bruce Coslett, Achilles Smith days if we're going to talk about the good old days with the Bungles. I mean, I think, you know, they had a really great year last year. Everybody thought that Andy Dalton had taken a huge step forward, and you know, will that turn out to be an outlier year? Who knows? But you know, they've lost some pieces on that defense, and they just haven't really done much to get better over the past few years, and I think it's catching up to them.
Fair enough. We ready to tackle the NFC?
Let's tackle it.
That's a good idea. So let's start with the NFC North. Josh, who do you think is coming out of the NFC North?
Well, it pains me to say this because Aaron Rodgers is my favorite non-Ravens player in the NFL, but I think Minnesota gets it done. I think, first of all, I think Mike Zimmer is a fantastic coach and you know, has to be the early leader in the clubhouse for coach of the year. That defense is really, really good. I think they're better than Denver's at this point, you know, just based on what they've put on tape. Sam Bradford's been shockingly efficient.
Amazing.
And, you know, I think if they can continue to grind clock, play smart, take care of the ball, and, you know, just keep doing what they're doing. I like the Vikings here.
I think it's amazing what the Vikings have done with no run blocking from their offensive line. Like, it's Sam Bradford is doing the majority of the work, and that's quite frankly very impressive.
They've got a sneaky little receiver group there with Diggs and Charles Johnson and Kyle Rudolph and like Cordarrelle Patterson as their number four pass catching option. Like, it's not a group that's necessarily lacking talent.
Agreed.
So we're gonna bury Rodgers right now.
Not burying him, but
for a division winner, yes.
Okay. I mean, I think I'll agree. I mean, they came out to a 5-0 start. I mean, that's pretty damn good, and that's halfway to getting you to where you need to be, and you're only five games in. So that's a good spot to be sitting in, especially with one of the best defenses in the NFL. So if they can keep putting up some points. And keep limiting, you know, or play defense the way they've been playing the whole year. I think that's a good spot for them.
Well, and here's the other thing about the Packers. You know, Mike McCarthy's lunatic decision making is going to cost the Packers, you know what, at least that's good for costing them two games a year, right?
Including a playoff loss, more than likely.
likely including a playoff loss.
Okay. NFC South. Tim, what do you say there?
I say it's another terrible division. You guys just put me with all the uninteresting divisions.
That's because you're such an interesting guy that only you can carry these conversations.
Well, thank you. I'm a great conversationalist. I'm taking the Falcons. You're welcome. They are the best team in this division. Cam Newton and the Panthers have taken a significant – well, the Panthers have taken a significant step back. Cam Newton's hurt. People were looking at the Buccaneers to take a step, and that just – I mean, yeah, they pulled out that garbage win last night, but that's not happening. And then the Saints have just – they're already over. That offensive juggernaut in Hotlanta is taking this division down.
So we know that Atlanta was 5-0 at this point in time last year too, right? Concerns there?
No concerns.
Who's coming up to get that division?
No concerns until you get to the playoffs. I wouldn't trust any of these teams in the playoffs, but Atlanta is the only choice within this division to win. I mean, they're the only ones playing anything remotely resembling NFL football.
Yeah, I'll listen to arguments about who's going to catch him, but I don't see it.
I tuned into the last 5 minutes of that Panthers and Bucks game last night, and it made me never want to watch football again. That's how bad it was. Dirk Cutter, they lucked into that field goal attempt on the last drive. Dirk Cutter came out looking to run the ball and play for overtime, and it was only Jaquizz Rodgers breaking off a couple runs that, you know, allowed them to get into field goal range. The whole reason that they brought Dirk Cutter in to be their head coach was because he did all this great work with Jameis, and he didn't even trust Jameis enough to give him the ball and run the two-minute drill. What does that say about your team and your coach and your quarterback and your shitty, stupid field goal kicker that you drafted in the second round, who is 4-for-8 on the year? This division is garbage.
It says they all like to fuck her in the pussy, but they're not that good at football.
That's enough locker room talk.
Yeah. The Trump Winston ticket will be coming to you in 2020. So
Jesus Christ, seriously,
I'm gonna give that ticket away.
All right, so if we're saying Atlanta's running away with this division, let's go over under on their wins right now. Then, do you think they get to 12 wins? Do you think that they get to be a 1 or 2 seed?
I don't think so. I think they top out at 11.
So no 1 or 2 seed. We're not going to be playing any home playoff games in the Georgia Dome.
Eleven might be enough to do it.
Yeah, exactly. 11-5 might get them to a number one or number two seed. I agree with Josh. I don't see them getting 12, but I think 11 is more than doable for that team.
Okay.
All right. Hold on. Wait. 1, 2.
I think we're all on Atlanta then.
Yep.
NFC East. Bill. Oh. Talk to us, Bill.
All right, so
what's going on here?
We all know where this is going.
Oh, I bet you don't, though, because I'll come right out and say it. I think, and it fucking kills me to say this, I think Dallas wins this division.
What? America's team.
Oh my goodness.
I think they do. I think their offensive line is too good. Zeke is obviously a beast. We'll see what Zeke does later on in the year and see if he hits the rookie wall that's so common amongst rookie running backs. But assuming that he doesn't to the point where it's just debilitating, the Dallas team is just a more complete team than Philly is right now. Philly has too many flaws, particularly with Lane Johnson being out for essentially the rest of the regular season. I think they're still going to surprise a lot of people in terms of like some of the games that they win. I think they have more than enough talent and a good enough defense to win some surprising games. But I think when it comes down to wins, losses, and Dallas versus Philly for the division title, I think Dallas is going to win, not by a very wide margin, but I think they're going to win. Washington obviously has had a good run for, you know, three games, but we've seen this before from the Redskins as well as from Kirk Cousins, where they play well for a few weeks and then they fall back down to earth. I think we're going to see that. I think they're going to get really beat up interdivision. In terms of Dallas and Philly, I think you're going to see that this weekend, that DC just does not have enough talent on either side of the ball to compete with either of these teams. And the fact that I even have to acknowledge the Giants in this is absurd, because their team is horrific. Their defense is very mediocre. At best, and Eli just is playing like a guy that's over his prime and not really primed for, you know, one of his ridiculous, you know, we're going to finish the year 9-7 and win the Super Bowl years. Like, he just looks cooked.
Yeah, I agree. I think the Giants seem pretty rudderless. I don't have a whole lot of faith in Kirk Cousins to guide the rest of the season. Obviously, he was on a hot streak last year. I think that it's, you know, he's coming back to earth, and he remains Kirk Cousins. I think it's between these two teams. But you know what? I think you're right there with Dallas. I think that's some good analysis right there. That offensive line is just too good.
Bill, I'm really disappointed. I think Dallas comes away with this division as well, and I wanted to kind of rub that in your face and get you real lathered up and take a nice dig at you. But you took all the power away from me by picking them first. So big disappointment for me.
Can I chime in real quick here? I think that Dallas will win this division, but I think the biggest hurdle is themselves. I think the biggest question mark is what happens if Tony Romo, or not even if at this point, when Tony Romo comes back, does Jerry Jones do something stupid and insist on inserting him back?
He will. Because, he already said he will.
But that is the worst thing. That is the one thing that could throw this division up in the air, in my opinion, because they have a good thing going with the young guys, with the new guys, and you get Dez Bryant healthy, and you hope to get some chemistry between Dak and Dez, and throw in a heavy dose of Ezekiel Elliott. If they bring Tony Romo back and he does Tony Romo things and goes back out after three or four games, they're right back to square one. Or maybe not all the way back to square one, but that's a significant setback twice for this team. So that's the one chance that the Eagles have, in my opinion, to jump up and take this division away. Because I do agree. Right.
That's a great point.
Conspiracy theory alert. I don't think Garrett wants Romo to play. I think Jerry Jones is going to insist. And if you see Jason Garrett, all of a sudden Jason Garrett and Scott Linehan calling a bunch of, you know, naked boots, not keeping backs and tight ends into chip over the first couple games when Romo comes back.
Hold on. I don't know.
Keep an eye out for it.
Hold on. Stay woke. But he is not Jay Gruden. Jay Gruden did that to RG3. That will not happen with Romo. I mean, come on, dude.
Yeah, Garrett's probably not clever enough to pull that off.
Yeah, I mean, Princeton teaches you better than that.
Why don't Romo and Garrett and Jones and the fixer all get in a room and just give
the fixer
and give Tony Romo one of those plush front office jobs and tell him to retire?
Can you do that job from West Virginia?
Only what if you can't be found?
Only if you're hiding, not seeking.
Jesus Christ.
Fucking Tony. Okay. If you're in the upside down, you can do it. Stranger Things podcast, where are you?
Okay. We got one more division, NFC West. We got Seattle at 3-1. We've got the Rams at 3-2. We've got Arizona at 2-3 and San Fran at 1-4. I'm gonna just be honest, guys. Seattle is still Seattle. Their defense is still just as good as it's been the last four some odd years. They're really making life difficult for all their opponents. I don't see there being a way in which the Rams, despite how surprisingly well they've been playing the last couple of weeks, I just don't see there's a way that Case Keenum leads them to 10, 11 wins like I foresee Seattle getting to. I think that's pretty a foregone conclusion in my mind. And Arizona, write him off. I think Carson's done. I don't know how old he is. He's probably in he's probably on the wrong side of 34 at least. And so I think his days are numbered as an NFL quarterback.
I agree.
He took those years off.
You ever notice how with really good teams, they go through a stretch, every year, every couple of years, where it looks like it's all about to fall apart for them, and everybody's like really rooting for them to fall apart. That's what happened to the Seahawks last year, and it happened to them the beginning of this year, where they were a little bit shaky with Russell Wilson being banged up. But now it's clear that they've come through that better than ever, and you look at a team like that, and they might not lose more than one or two games the rest of the way. They're that good. And I think you're probably looking at your number one seed in the NFC here.
Agreed. They're not starters, they're finishers.
Anybody going to go out on a limb and throw down for Case Keenum here?
No, because LA has the worst point differential in the league for any squad that's over 500. I mean, this team is not good. Their defense is okay. Their offense is terrible, and they're going to get exposed very, very badly in the coming weeks. They're going to finish in third behind Seattle and Arizona. You heard it here first.
Okay. All right. Well, what about wild cards for the NFC, guys? I think the AFC had a lot more things up in the air. But what do you guys think about for wild cards here for the NFC?
Green Bay and Philly in that order.
I got the same thing.
I agree.
So I too have Green Bay and Philly. I do think that Arizona may creep in and steal one of those spots. But that's just, if you look at a third guy in the mix, I think it's Arizona in the NFC. But I do think Philly and Green Bay come through in the wild card.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. All right, guys.
Wait, can I just point out, if we're all idiots, we're going down together because we picked the same exact NFC slate: Vikings in the north, Dallas in the east, Atlanta in the south, Seattle in the west, and we all have Green Bay and Philly as our wild card team.
Because the NFC is more predictable than the AFC. Like, if you look at the teams in the NFC overall, they're very clear contenders and pretenders. With a few caveats, like I think Philly very easily may end up being, a pretender as we get later on into the year. But like, it's mostly set already, man. Like, it's easy to see through the bullshit.
I don't know, man. Clemson could come out of nowhere and win the NFC South.
My opinion on this is that I think that a lot of people take a look at the divisions around this time of year, they make their picks, and then we're always due for a November surprise, some sort of bad injury to shake things up. I think we can just kind of expect that that's going to happen. So at this point, all you can do is just pick the teams that are have clearly separated themselves as the best, based on their play. But those black swarm things, it's tough to predict those.
Jags.